Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Today program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. Just got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day.
Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine, you may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good, just it's healthy to take your mind off.
Mental break, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's... The fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is interesting. What is it? Turnabout is fair play, kind of. Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter or his sister is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match apparently for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Woof.
And her family wasn't a match. But when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for
it. I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wasn't a match.
Wouldn't we all? I would, if my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God. Think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great.
Huh?
It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in the family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. As you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. Okay, let's get to some good news. 23-year-old woman just set the challenge record for the fastest solo rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. She departed from the Canary Islands on the 10th of December. Her name is Miriam Payne. She rowed 59 days, 16 hours and 36 minutes before she arrived in Antigua. the extraordinary feat accomplished to raise money for a charity that focuses on the well-being of women in their body and their mind. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Imagine what her back and her arms must look like after all that
rolling. That was, and I am pretty, I'm usually like, let's not comment on other people's bodies, but that was my first thought too, Doug. Like,
yeah.
How
jacked the muscles,
her back muscles, her shoulder muscles.
Yep, yeah. She had a problem, as you would imagine, sleep deprivation. How do you sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean? Thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food. So anyway, she
had to battle strong winds, and she rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every day.
Average temperature in the ocean, 86 degrees, where she, I would bet that she went, if she went down in Antigua, she probably followed, what do you call it? There's a current that runs from the North Sea, north of England, down into Florida and south of there, and now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current she might have been in that probably helped her a little bit.
There was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rode for 18 hours one day and made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right? In this circumstance, rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. Good God. Let's enjoy the day and what it's all about and celebrate things like this high schooler in Detroit who was voted the most positive. Listen to this. This kid got $1.7 million in scholarship offers, graduating from Detroit High School, known for her sunny outlook and positive vibes. $1.7 million in college scholarship offers. Her name is Tatiana Alves, graduating from this school. It's actually a K-12 entrance examination school. Focuses on justice and engineering. She was one of the most positive in her class. And so she's apparently the kind of, we all have known somebody like this, and we all wish we could be like this, right? Amazing. Wherever, whenever she speaks, wherever mm-hmm. she goes, just always good.
But in the genuine nature of wanting others to thrive and cheering them on, a lot of people have a hard time doing something like that, or even just doing so in a genuine sense, where it's like this is just part of her personality. She is sunshine in human form.
4.0 GPA, got her driver's license, getting a job at a local drugstore. She has lots of self-confidence, and a lot of people around her, you know, there were some people say, she's sunshiny and bright all the time. No, it doesn't work that way. She started looking for scholarships, by the way, when she was a junior, and she said there's a micro scholarship site, which you may want to know about, parents, called Raise.me. And as it turns out, Ms. Alves said that she opted out of using all her scholarship money, but still gets to go to school. It doesn't cost, she's got a free ride, but she's not using all that money. And that's good, because there are other people who probably can.
Yes.
Right? That's that dough.
And we've seen stories like this where somebody receives a scholarship and they don't necessarily need it. They can afford to go to college and pay in full, not have to do the student loans and the debt and everything. And so they turn down the scholarship so that somebody else can use it. Somebody else who genuinely would need it uses it rather than just getting a free ride because it was granted to them.
Yep. All right.
Let's let somebody else do it. Good for
you. That's right. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought. leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if, whatever that term means, Jade. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, that's the, remember that song? That's what it all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Hokey pokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership about making others better as a result of your presence. Yeah,
making it last. Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. In your, if you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting most of, well, maybe not most of them, but many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are, and maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true, the answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? It's, I think it's true. I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it just changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government. picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
After the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my very good friend Michael Harrison. Friendships last. I learned how to spell friend in the fourth grade. Alice Scipione was my fourth grade teacher. I was having a tough time with neighbor way, I and E and all that stuff that we all.
Yeah.
So she said to me, because I was always misspelling friend, she said, friend, just remember this, a friend is a friend till the end. So friend ends with E-N-D, end of story, don't have any confusion anymore. And I also don't have any confusion about who my friends are. And you and I have become very good friends. I mean, it sounds, if you listen to us on the air, it sounds like, you know, we could do this every day. Matter of fact,
that's the radio industry won't let us.
Say what again?
Unfortunately, the radio industry doesn't want it.
We thought it was a good idea, but yeah.
I'm kidding, folks. We could do anything we want. But right. I learned how to pronounce friend in high school.
How do you
Frond? My boss, right. Frond.
Yeah.
You're my boss, Frond, Doug.
Okay, I remember that. At some point. Let's go to some political names. So we've gone through the Hunter Biden and the Trump stuff, but lurking just below the top 10 are the fate of the fossils. And that would be Mitch McConnell, whose health is something that's concerning a lot of people this week, and so is the health of Dianne Feinstein, who seemed to have lost her grip on reality this week publicly again. So is this something that becomes a thing when you look at older folks, the disrespect? Am I being disrespectful? I'm older, too. You're older. So do we? Are we smart enough to know when to throw our towels in? Perhaps that's
a very interesting subject. Very, very interesting subject. And yes, it is at number 11. And actually, today, if you know, the day, the end of the week when we put this all together, it would be higher. People are talking about this.
Yeah.
And that is, should there be a limitation on how old or how many terms a person serves in the Congress? Because we do have term limitations for the presidency, and we do have term limitations for certain governorships, mayoral positions, etc. you know, where is that fine line between admiring somebody for carrying on into their 80s and beyond, the 70s and 80s, and having them be a detriment to the public good, that they are not capable of doing their job.
Mm-mm.
And I think you got to judge it on an individual level, you know.
Mm. Well,
that was a terrible moment watching Mitch McConnell freeze up. It was haunting and scary.
Yeah. There, but for the grace of God, go all of us.
Exactly. It could happen to a young person, too.
Yes.
But, I don't know. Do you think Trump and Biden really are impaired by their age in terms of...
I'm not sure Trump is. I know, I feel in my gut that Biden is really a dangerous. And is more dangerous because of who's vice president, who's a complete useless nothing. And so, you know, but this is a creation of the Democratic National Committee. Joe Biden, it was a trumped-up winner. Pardon the use of Trump here, but he was pushed into that slot in the Carolinas when it was primary time. They just decided the people, and the Democrats are, I don't know, worse, whatever, or better at this, depending on your point of view, at running things than the Republican hierarchy is. The Republicans have too many mavericks. You think the Republican hierarchy wants Donald Trump? Of course they don't, but they can't do anything about it. But with the Democratic Party, their hierarchy, they found the perfect foil in Joe Biden. And that's, you know, that's kind of the difference. But anyway, it's an itchy situation, no question about it. 28 after here on Good on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormality.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A desperate search is underway to find two missing Americans in Haiti. A nonprofit group says a nurse who is married to the group's founder and her child were kidnapped Thursday morning while serving at a community ministry. At least 50 people were killed in a suicide bombing Sunday at a political rally in Pakistan. More than 100 others were injured. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is reaffirming his pledge to pardon former President Trump. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the biotech billionaire said it would be the right thing to do to help move the country forward. Gas prices are surging to an 8-month high. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is $3.75 a gallon. That's up 17 cents from a week ago. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doug Stephanie with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
too tech, right? Or not too tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get? It'd take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie
where the being comes in. Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's that name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember the Encyclopedia? Do you know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. James, you know what the Encyclopedia... Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. Let's try this. James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about
it. Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are, period?
Yeah, I know what those are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go. The Encyclopedia Britannica, it's like one of the brands of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, anyway. So this, the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty, and part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up she sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another place.
Doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being... pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used their brains. Manual reexamination confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Or lost in translation. It ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that
like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. Here's the story about a pregnant woman who caught a 2-year-old boy who fell from the second story window. She was out in, this is a woman who lives in Iowa. She jumped into action to help a toddler who fell from a second story window. Kiri Jones was out walking her dog in Des Moines, and she spotted a 2-year-old boy throwing items from the second story window of a nearby home. At one point, Jones said the boy began leaning over the edge of the window. Where the hell is the mother? or the father or some figure. So anyway, she tried to get
into things very fast.
I suppose, yeah, right.
I mean, you even step into a different room for one second.
Yeah, but the
second.
Window open, and yeah, I don't know, something like that. I can see my grandson, who's a little bit less than 2 years old, my second grandson, he's into everything. But they live on the bottom floor, but it's still, there are lots of things they can get into as much as anything else.
Get
so this lady's screaming.
She's 33 weeks pregnant, too.
Yeah, right. So the toddler loses his grip and falls toward the ground. But the video, is there a video of this? Somebody's got a video of this, right? I didn't get that there was a video. She told a story.
I don't believe that there is a video.
No video.
But, yeah, right. So she was standing right underneath him of him in case he did fall. And she, because the window is open, so she's screaming because she's thinking, well, someone might hear
him. Somebody's got to be there.
But there was no response. When the toddler lost his grip, she was there to catch him, thankfully.
So sweet. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the story of a couple of brothers, six-year-old, three-year-old, in serious trouble with their folks after stealing and then crashing their family car, 6 years old.
How did the child, how does the six-year-old even know how to drive when a lot of us don't even know how to operate vehicles?
Bunga, bunga. How about that? That's a good story for Nick from Miles, actually. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They prepare, they're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works, and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not, I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, they'll be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it it's something, it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
And they're
they've been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around here. Is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing, what a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had, sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So, follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program, and this whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together, they, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this? But they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people that throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
Throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get a, what's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag, a good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, think, as it were. 18 after, this is Good Day. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Ah, yes, for the old timers in the crowd, Mitch McConnell was a big fan of this, and so was Feinstein. And Chuck was. I don't know that I really ever was, frankly. But it made history for lots of different reasons. So why are we celebrating with the music, Chuck, are here from...
Twofold. Believe it or not, Norman Lear's birthday yesterday, creator of this show.
90-something?
101.
God, love the guy.
And today is the birthday of Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on the Family. She turned 76. Actually, 76.
Yeah, how's that happen?
Not that old.
And what'd she call her husband? Meatball?
Meathead.
Meathead.
What a cat. What an amazing show. But think of this. Norman Lear, All in the Family, Maud, Jefferson's, Good Times, One Day at a Time.
Yep.
Like to do cutting-edge humor, very, very edgy, with a very strong social message.
What do you
that
think?
Really good.
What would happen if Mel Brooks got together...
Yeah.
With him,
that'd
to
be
do...
a combination.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Oh,
they're both,
God.
Both going pretty strong.
Yep. All right. So Oppenheimer's grandson says that the poison apple scene, and I wouldn't have understood this except I saw the movie last night, now I know what he's talking about, that didn't really happen. And you wonder how much license there was with
there always is, though.
Yeah, right. I thought the movie...
So what do you think?
I thought it was a very compelling movie. I recognized this guy, but I didn't recognize his name. I mean, he's been around, the guy who plays Oppenheimer, he's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that the fact that Emily
Blunt
was in it and the role she played, I thought in many ways she stole the show. I thought Matt Damon was playing against type and was very good. Certainly Robert Downey Jr. played against type. You had to look at him four or five times before you realized it was him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the story, the subplot, there are several different plots here that are important to understanding what the movie is all about. Not only that.
So it held your attention the entire 3 hours.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, you know, it's interesting. I didn't realize this until I read it yesterday. The last past weekend when Barbie and Oppenheimer, Rue LaRouche, that was the biggest box office weekend in 15 years. That is very impressive. And I do believe It is a
hopefully it's a side
shot
times.
To the yeah. bow. Audiences telling studios that they want a different type of product into the marketplace, and I do think it'll create change.
Let's go back to stories.
Really good thing. Go
stories.
Back to stories.
Yeah.
Got to have more than just, you know, the superhero and the big action movie.
Yeah.
You need to have a much more diverse pipeline of genres. I mean, this week, I'll give you an example. This week in movie history, I think it was 1989, or in the early 90s, Sleep in Seattle came out, right?
Ah,
they don't make
movie.
Movies like that anymore.
Great
barely.
Movie. Well, they made two of them that were just the same because one of them was successful. Then they made another one. It was the same thing with the same stars. They just had a different
title. But you got
title.
Mail. I did well, too.
Yeah. It was a sweet story. Yeah, it's, I think.
You know, I look back at it, like, maybe my favorite Julia Roberts movie was Notting Hill. I love that movie.
Ah, what a great movie.
Like,
yes.
Great movie. I mean, great script, good star
fabulous.
Power, very
yep.
appealing, funny,
yeah.
very
yep.
involving. And then, for some reason, the studio head said, let's not make movies like that anymore. You know, yeah. If you don't fly around in a cape, we don't want to do, I mean, I don't know. I don't know at what point in their logic did they get to that road. It just makes no, it makes absolutely no sense the direction they went in.
All right, so there's nothing coming out this weekend, right? That's
well,
new?
There is. Disney's Haunted Mansion opens nationwide, but it's going to have some tough sledding. It could probably do around
garbage.
$30 million, which is still a good opening weekend. But Barbie and Oppenheimer are going to continue to be one and two in a big
time. And there'll be people going to see Indiana Jones and certainly people seeing Mission Impossible. That holds on.
Here's an interesting story I want to bounce off you. This TV show Suits, which ended its run on USA 4 years
show.
Ago, right?
Yep, great show.
Netflix got the rights to it, started streaming it. It is the most popular show ever streamed now on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a great
here's
show. If they were smart, they'd bring it back.
Here's a question, considering this, the actor strike. How much is this cast getting for these results?
Yeah. Yeah,
3.1 billion minutes watched of Suits on that. I think this rating system is ridiculous, but I just like to know how many eyeballs.
Be a place for Meghan Markle to go back to if they redo it after she gets divorced from.
She's actually very appealing on that show.
Yeah, she is. I think Hagel was appealing.
Yes, it's a good show.
It was a very good show. Yep.
I agree.
All right. That's good to know. I didn't know that.
This is what I like about streaming. Older shows being discovered.
I rediscovered. All right, Chuck, a good man. Thank you. Talk to you on Monday with box office totals from the weekend. It's now 59 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.